The Commerce Commission released its final report into the building supplies industry yesterday and announced an investigation into Fletcher Building's JIB rebate scheme, which competitors claim creates an unfair marketplace. Fletcher's has a 94% share of the plasterboard market and was giving big discounts or rebates to companies which bought in bulk, effectively locking out competition. Fletcher's announced it would drop its rebate scheme shortly after the report came out. We asked a representative from Fletcher Buildings to come on the program, but they declined. With us now is Julian Lays from the Building Industry Federation. Kia ora, good morning.
Kia ora, Corin.
Fletcher's decision to announce that they were dropping the rebates pretty much during the press conference that this was announced. What can we read into that?
Oh, look, I think they've been thinking about this for some time. But, look, equally, I'd say, when it comes down to it, are rebates, a key thing for them? Probably not. That particular plasterboard product is the number one in the market. People are still going to buy it anyway, and I'm sure they will have some other form of, if you buy in volume, you get a discount. We shouldn't forget rebates are, as the Commission said, common throughout the building and construction sector and other sectors too. I wouldn't read too much into this. I mean, I think it's a good thing that they have dropped it, but the Commission, their findings in other areas are far more important.
There seems to be a sense that JIB is just so dominant in the market that it's kind of almost seen as a prerequisite with consenting and with architects and with the industry that they just sort of specify that JIB has to be required, which isn't necessarily the case. What is your view on that? Is that being dealt with properly by the Commerce Commission?
Yeah, look, I think they have looked quite closely at what they call a reinforcing cycle, so where you have a market concentration for a particular product, there tends to be an attitude of, people prefer, and this is specifies the building consent authorities themselves, they tend to go to a product that they know is going to have a clear compliance pathway. Then that in turn gets stopped by the merchants because they know that that's going to be asked for by the designers and the builders. Builders use it because it gets through without cost or delays in terms of consents, and then homeowners get what they want in terms of houses completed on time and to budget. So there's like this sort of reinforcing cycle around these familiar products, and the Commerce Commission said, it's become embedded in a sense of, that's how we build here. But what they want to do is say, look, we need to, part of this is educating and providing guidance to the industry and people involved in it to say there are other compliance pathways that we can help create to bring in alternative products.
Yeah, is this idea of making competition the objective of the building supplies industry? I mean, it seems a strange thing to be saying.
Well, yes. I mean, I think that needs to be central in the sense of if we can increase competition by bringing in other more innovative alternative products, because the Building Act and Code, let's not forget, it's not that responsive to changing markets and innovation. For example, green building products or off-site manufacturing, modular building. So there needs to be a way of creating other incentives so the building consent authorities, designers and builders will feel more comfortable with using those other products, which in turn will, probably affect price and also increase productivity.
So, is this a circuit breaker? Is this the type of report that is going to shake up this sector and get the efficiency gains across the sector over time? So, hey, maybe the next building boom, we see far better pricing and, I guess, fewer supply issues.
Look, I think it is, because the other thing about this report is it's tied in and aligned very closely with the other initiatives that are underway by the government, the building systems reform generally by IMBE, but also the various task forces that are underway, such as the Critical Materials Task Force. So I think it's a comprehensive set of guidance and direction for the way forward. Now what it's going to take, though, Corin, is the implementation. So the devil's always in the detail. It's going to be down to industry working very closely with government to actually make this happen.
Just very quickly, you don't think there's any case for Fletcher Building in its market position with so many companies in that sector to be at all split up?
No, not at all. In fact, the Commission didn't even consider that area of vertical integration to be sort of relevant in terms of affecting competition in the sector. And we shouldn't forget, you know, it's also a reflection of our small market and our lack of scale, because there are other concentrations of other products, fibre, cement, plywood, cladding, structural timber. It's not just plasterboard. It's just the nature of the market that we have.
Julian Lace, thanks very much for your time from the Building Industry Federation.